We're talking about Hilchot Yom Tov, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, Halachas, what we can do on Yom Tov, what we can't do on Yom Tov. So we're learning this. It says, regarding preparing food on Yom Tov, we know we're allowed to cook on Yom Tov from fire which has already exists. But only for the Yom Tov itself. You can't cook for a different day. The only day we cook for is if next day is Shabbos. If we did, it would tafshin. Okay? So you cannot prepare food, cook, bake for Yom Tov for the weekday. On Yom Tov for the weekday. And you also, if you have 2 days Yom Tov, like you're Chutz La'aretz, or Rosh Hashanah even on its side, now you're allowed to cook on the first day for the second day. It's 2 separate Yom Tovs. Aval, one thing you could do on Yom Tov for the second Yom Tov, you let it cook. Let's say you want to make chicken for the first day. You want to cook it. You let it add a whole dish more of chicken for the next day to the dish that you can eat anyways this day, or potatoes, or whatever you're making. But you shouldn't say explicitly, oh good, I'm going to put more now for the next day. That's already disrespecting the Chag. You just put it, you just do it without saying explicitly that you're doing it also for the next day.
Okay. What about weekday to Yom Tov?
What do you think?
Yes.
Why?
Because
there's no question about weekday.
Right.
Everyone knows you're allowed to cook.
Right.
So we're not talking about that. So we're things that people need to know more. On Yom Tov itself. On the week, they don't have to teach anyone that you have to be allowed to cook. Okay. Now, you cannot cook on Yom Tov after you ate in the daytime the main meal. Why? Because you ate already. It's obvious that you're making it for the next day. That's already a soul. Even if you can eat a little bit, it's a dicha. Maybe if you live in North Europe or South America, in the Sukkot maybe, in Shavuot in North Europe, when the day ends at midnight, so maybe then you're allowed to cook because you're going to be hungry before, so you're allowed to cook for that day. But b'derech klal, unless it's mamash for the day, but you can't say, oh, I'm cooking for today, you're making now a whole meal, yeah, it's for today, it's almita mashakel. Duking yourself, nachon? I'm gonna have a little polka. Yeah, but you're really cooking for tomorrow. That's already the case of Yom Tov. You can't even wash dishes on Yom Tov, on the first Yom Tov, for the second Yom Tov. It's disrespect of Yom Tov. Yeah, washing the dishes today for tomorrow. Happy Tov.
Okay. If it's like cleaning, to have the house clean for an honor to Yom Tov.
I'm not sure about that. He doesn't say, I'm not sure, because I think I learned somewhere that you're allowed to, if it's just for keeping the house clean, I think that you're allowed to, but my wife, for example, she hates when there's dishes. So she washes all the dishes. It's not for the weekday. She can't stand it. She went to take a nap on Shabbos afternoon. She woke up and the kitchen looks like a much disgusting. So she washes it right after the meal, she washes everything. It's beseder, not beseder. No idea. Exactly.
It might not be said
on me like this. Number 2. Could be that it's not so 100%.
Why didn't you tell her that?
Nah, don't tell her anything.
You don't tell her anything?
She asked me, I'll tell her. When I tried to tell her, no, I was a magilot. Averada white, that's not.
Right.
So let's say you defrosted challahs now, and it's Yom Tov. You defrosted challahs, you defrosted too much. Now if you leave it outside until Shabbos, the next day we'll see Shabbos, it'll be still, it's not going to be fresh. So you'll have to put it in the freezer for if you might use it on Shabbos. Even if just you might, also you'll have to put it in the freezer on Yom Tov, or the next day which is Shabbos. Of course, if you did Eruv Tavshilin, if you did not do Eruv Tavshilin, you cannot do that. Okay. Now regarding making a fire on Yom Tov. Asur להדליק אש ביום טוב על ידי גפור או מצית, גז או חשמל. It's asur, it's prohibited to create fire on Yom Tov, to extinguish, to hadlik. The light?
Ignite
fire on Yom Tov. Yeah? Whether it's with the match or with the gas, the igniter on a stove or a lighter, asur. Right? Or you can, and also we cannot turn on electricity. You can't turn on electricity on Yom Tov either. But you allow it to transfer. Okay? Let it transfer.
If there's a fire burning already, like to heat up the place, like in the old days, so you allow to add wick it in Yom Tov?
Of course.
You are allowed?
For the heating up?
Yeah.
So of Yom Tov.
It's not open nefesh.
But since. Mitov shu utra letov utra nami shu vestov. Because it was prohibited for the meat, it's also used also for natural meat. Of food dafka.
It doesn't have to be food. Ovam nefesh is not that.
Okay, we'll see in a second. Okay. Okay. Akshav. It's still stam to make a bonfire, okay? Stam. I want to have the kumzitz. Zela yifsha. Now. Yesterday, the other day, Yaakov Bar Nachman, he said that he heard that you can't, when you transfer fire on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, you have to transfer it, even if you change the match, you have to do it with the other side of the match. So, it's not what Eliyahu says. He says, you're regular with the match. Just the point is, take the match and put it straight into the fire. And not close to the fire, because also if you put it close to the fire, it will light. If you take a match, even this high from a flame, and stand enough time above it, it will ignite. The heat will light it. That you can't do on Yom Tov, because that's not transferring heat. That's making a new heat. It's just so like
to put
a stain into the fire, and by you're transferring fire. Okay, so that's how you're supposed to transfer fire. You take the match or a stick, and you put it straight into the fire, and you light it, and then you could. Like something else with it. Okay, you could do it for cooking or for heating the house or for lighting candles for Yom Tov. It's covered Yom Tov. Also, lighting candle is not food.
All right,
you're allowed to because it's for Yom Tov. Okay, very important. You're not allowed to extinguish fire on Yom Tov. So you're using a match. You're lighting it. You can't do. Or to drop it from this height, it's for sure it's going to go out. What do? You put it down. You put it on the floor, you put it down on tinfoil.
And it goes up right.
Yeah. You can't put it in water. You can't put it in the sink where it's wet. That's putting out on Yom Tov. It's still to put out on Yom Tov. Only
it's
light on Yom
Tov. Very risky to smoke cigarettes because you're always.
Right, you're doing like that. Yeah. We'll see a second about cigarettes. Okay. You're allowed to take a match, and if let's say you don't have a burning fire, you have a burning coal, red, white, you know, like burning. You're allowed to put a match to it, and it will light. But that's fire. You'll take a paper to it, also will light. Okay, you're allowed to light with it. But again, to put it into the fire, into the coal, touching the coal, not next to the coal, which just gives heat. So. You can even light a Yuletide candle on Yom Tov, which is not even a candle, which for Kavod Shabbos or whatever. A Yuletide candle goes to on Yom Tov. Because it said, by the way, it's written, Rabbeinu says that a way to connect to the tzaddikim is to light a candle for the neshama. Light a candle.
What about incense? Do you light incense on Yom Tov? Why not?
It's only very special people need it. Most people don't need it. That's one of the reasons that people today, a lot of people say, you know how to smoke on Yom Tov. Because most people don't smoke on Yom Tov. It's not the normal thing to do anymore.
It's not Shavuot Lechol
Nefesh. Right. Incense is definitely not Shavuot Lechol Nefesh. Cigarettes is probably more Shavuot Lechol Nefesh than the incense. Anachol be'India.
You were just saying about lighting a candle for a tzaddik.
Yeah.
So you use the Arsa candle?
Use it every candle you wish.
So you light it on every single Yom Tov?
No, stop, I'm saying. In general, I'm saying, you want to, today, if you feel you want to connect to Rabbeinu, do it bodedut, that's the main way, and you could take a candle and say lichvod nishmat Rabbi Nachman Feige. Or if it's a yotzai of a different tzaddik, today's the yotzai of the Beis Halevi, for example, Bris, you want to connect to him, you can turn on the candle, you say you're doing nishmat, you're right. Now, asur to extinguish fire. Mutar Hashem sigaya beyom tov. But first, before I say the sentence, it doesn't say asur Hashem. It's prohibited to smoke. Now, Avliyahu says, but you're allowed to smoke on yom tov. Those who do smoke still, you're allowed to smoke on yom tov. But of course, you have to be careful how you light it and how you put it out. And some say that you can't. You have to make the ashes go down.
What? Some people say you could do that.
Yeah.
It's not putting out.
No, because what's lit is still lit.
I think it's
out because
it's
decided. But put it down. Some say you shouldn't smoke on Yom Tov unless you have a big need.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there who think they have big needs.
What?
Strong in the air.
Kibui, asur lechabot esh b'yom tov. So it's asur to extinguish fire on yom tov. Even if you have, let's say you have a wood stove, or a fireplace. Achshav, it's smoking chaval al hazman. Something's wrong with the aruba,
the chimney,
and the smoke's coming into the house instead of out. What are you going to do now? So if it's small enough that you're able to take it outside, take it out. If it's not, according to the Rama, you let it put it out. Take fire, take water. According to the Shulchan Aruch,
it's dangerous. Why?
Dangerous. It's unpleasant. I don't know. Yeah.
Is it different on the Shabbos?
Shabbos, better. Very different. Talking only Yom Tov. Shabbos, you can't light, you can't put out nothing, can't cook. You can't and you can't and you can't. On Shabbos, you can't. On Shabbos, you can only have a good time. Not doing anything. Learning Torah, eating good food, sleeping well, singing, dancing. That's what you do on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, Rabbi Nathan writes about this. Why on Shabbos we don't do anything at all, on Yom Tov we do something. In the week that we have to do all the time. Shabbos is the highest, they don't do anything in the world. They don't do this world. So. Okay. Asur lechabot ner or chashma b'yom tov apilu tzofan atol kosh otze yishon v'chadome. It's asur to put out, let's say you have a light that's bothering you so much you want to sleep. You forgot to turn out the light on Shabbos, before Yom Tov. You can't put it on Yom Tov. It's bothering you very much, so cover your head with a blanket. You can't put it out on Yom Tov. Now, there's a thing called Sha'on Gaz. You heard of this? A gas clock. Timer. You place it onto your gas. Let's say you want to cook at a certain hour on Yom Tov.
A Shabbos clock.
No, not a Shabbos clock. A gas. It's a glass. It's not electricity. It's just a timer with a spring on it. It's not even electricity. It has a certain timer that it moves. The whole thing moves. I never saw it, but I think that's how it works. Now, what you do is, let's say you want to turn on the fire. Turn on, yeah? Turn on your gas fire, gas stove. So you turn it on, and you place this thing on it. This thing moves. It has a timer, and it says an hour, 2 hours. That's how it moves. It moves, moves. It turns the whole thing down until it goes out. It turns the whole knob of the gas off. So you're allowed to use that Yom Tov, of course. There's another way. Yeah.
So it turns off the gas?
Yeah.
Huh?
Otherwise, you have always the gas on. You can also do that. But some people don't want to sleep like that because some ovens, like mine, I used to have an oven. That when the gas, there's no flame, the gas stops. It's a safety thing. But now I don't have that. Now I have a regular oven that if the gas goes, the fire goes, the gas still runs. Most stoves are like that.
That could be extremely dangerous.
Very dangerous. So sometimes you don't want to leave the gas. Sometimes a lot of people even close the knob before they go to sleep. The knob of the house, of the guest that comes to the house before they even go to sleep. So if Chas V'Shalom something moves over there, it's black. There's no leak, no nothing. Okay? Because there's more of a chance than a leak by the gumi, by the rubber piece, than in the copper. Copper is a harder thing. So anyways, there's another way to turn out fire on Yom Tov if you don't want it running. There's another way to do it. How do you do that? It's called Ha'arama. Ha'arama is deceiving. In a deceiving way. What do? You take a small pot, you put water until the edge, and you put it on the flame, on the big flame. Open the flame to the biggest. All happens sooner or later. What happened? Exactly. What happened to the fire? Go out.
You do that on
Yom Tov. But one condition: you have to actually use that water to drink a coffee or tea or something. Even in one cup, you don't have to use the whole water, because it can be completely deceiving. You're doing it just for turning it out. If you're doing it for turning the fire out, so what are you doing? Just blow it out. It's the same problem. But if you do it in a way that it will, you know it's going to come out and boil over and turn it out. That's what I did a few times also. But you have to use the water for something. A cup of tea, a cup of coffee, etc.
The gas is too?
No, you have to turn off the gas. It's fire you can't put out.
Yeah, but, yeah, okay, no, the gas is working.
You sit there and you wait. So it goes out, you turn it out.
The gas you can turn.
Yeah, it's just a. Well, it's, you know, it's just a black. That's the thing. So. Okay. Now. You want a lower flame on Yom Tov. You put on a bigger flame, and now you see that the food's going to be burning. You want a lower flame. Now, if it's an electric stove, I still to lower the flame, because what happens if you lower the flame, it's not that you're lowering your flame. You're disconnecting a certain socket element of electricity. Sometimes you're even turning on a different element of electricity by the same turn. That's, of course, you can't change the electricity, you can't change the heat. Wood is machloket in the poskim. According to the Rama, you let it put it a little bit out in order for the cooking to be better. Gas, the poskim said, you let it lower the gas to cook on it. It's too high, you let it lower the flame. Stam asu. No, you do the other side. Usually they have the other side till the end. Top. You see, you don't cook usually.
No, if we have no gas.
I don't have gas with that. Ah, so. Top.
What about a timer or a Shabbos clock?
Of course you let it use. But it's better not to touch it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Don't touch it. If you don't know what you're doing, don't touch it. Because you let it, if you have a timer running on Yom Tov, or Shabbos, you let it keep, to maintain the current situation. Meaning, if you have a clock now, which is running, it went on at 10 o'clock in the morning to heat up food, and you set it to go off at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You figure by then everyone ate already, the food is started. Now you see that you're going to have guests that are coming in later. You want the plaza to continue working, right? So you're allowed to move the buttons over there to maintain the situation, that the situation will continue on to be on, or turn it off. Let's say you're going to go away now for the rest of Shabbos, but you have the same setting from last Shabbos that it goes on in the morning. You don't want your pot to go on in the middle of Shabbos. So before you go to sleep, you see, oh, the pot went off. Good. I'll move all the things down. Come on. You're allowed to do that.
Heater. During the time, the evening was very cold, and I was thinking the next day.
Also be very cold.
But then it changed the weather. So it was warm. Before they started,
turned it
down.
The buttons. Turned it off. Before it began running. Yeah? Yeah, that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to maintain the current situation on the Shabbat. So be very careful, because you could do a little move there and you're going wrong. You have to know, in, out, you have to know which Shabbos house you have. Hello? I do it. I know my Shabbos class, so I know what to do. But if you don't know, don't do it. He says it explicitly. So, he's giving a shiur today. What's his name? This guy, Phil Kavas?
Who? Your client? That's right.
For you?
At 2:30 he comes. The guy in Pekavot.
I thought it was at 3.
Yeah, no, here it says Pekavot, your client in the main room is 2:33. Every time he comes in. Throws me out of my throne. With honor.
I just don't know. I wasn't here last week.
So we're gonna stop halacha. We're gonna learn. Bariti shalom. Hashem, we merited to hear such a eulogy, such chizuk in avodas Hashem from Avos's grandchildren, from Avim there.